One of the things they're wishing for is, I believe Keene put it, a little autonomy to create a taxing district, but we both know, we all know that additional taxes are not real popular in Madison right now, are they?
No, of course not. You know, the bottom line on this is you have to get support by a large group of people to get something done. Everything that John and I try to do in Madison, we first have to build a coalition. We have to sell it to a group of people that are going to vote for it, and we have to find a way to pay for it. I think when this goes through the committee process or anything like that, the chairman is going to look at this and going to say, well, it's going to cost us all these millions of dollars to change the system that we presently have, and I don't believe there's support to do it. So I think we need to look for whatever options that are out there. I think their issues are important, but we need to find the right option.
And this one just might not be it.
I think you're absolutely right.
John?
Well, I feel the same way, and I'm on the Ways and Means Committee. And one of those things I've talked about is the sales tax being a benefit, being one of our lower taxes. And I guess I just don't want to see that change. I want to see that stay as a benefit and not be increased. So I think there's other things we can look at. I was hoping for a little bit more ideas, you know, with the forum. We'll just have to continue to take a look. But I'm not a fan of increasing any type of tax, so...
Thank you, State Representative John Spiros and Senator Jerry Petruski. Now we'll turn this way, and we have Greg Soibert, who is the director of Metro Ride. Also, Dan Guild is the village president for Weston, and Keene Winters, who is on the Wausau Transit Commission and a member of the City Council.
We're going to start with Greg. First of all, let's clarify, there have been a lot of cuts, especially in the last few years. You mentioned 20%, I believe. Where do we see the future of the system if funding sources don't change?
Well, all I can say is we'll do our best to manage the resources we have available. We have been challenged for a number of years in terms of funding from both the state and the federal sources, and we will, as I said, we'll do the best we can. State funding will be frozen this year, so even meeting inflation will be a challenge. At the federal level, funding again is uncertain, largely having to do with the unresolved budget at the federal level. So again, we'll manage the resources we have available and we'll take it as it comes.
Do you believe that if you had the level of service that you once had, or even the expansion beyond that Cedar Creek or Rib Mountain shopping district, would the ridership be there?
Well, it's hard to know for certain, but I can tell you that ridership has dropped, as we predicted, as the services have been diminished. When we proposed to raise the fare by 30%, we did the calculation. There's a model, an elasticity model, that measures the loss of ridership in relation to the level of fare increase, and it has proved to be pretty accurate. When we diminished services, we predicted a loss of ridership, and all that has happened. So my guess is if we add the service back, the ridership will come along.
If you add beyond what you used to have, you might have more riders?
Well, again, it's hard to make those predictions, but the more convenient you make the service, the more available you make it to the average citizen, the more likely it is that folks are going to use the service as available.
You guys got into a couple things as far as the sales tax replacing some of the property tax. One of the things, Daniel, that I noticed is you've got a big financial problem with Village of Weston. Has anybody done the calculations as to how much would come off property tax if the sales tax would come in? And tied to that, the next question you might want to tackle is, if the sales tax takes X number of dollars off the property tax load, what would stop Weston from using those dollars in that same levy to take care of the other services, essentially meaning more taxes for Weston but no real cuts?
That was a lot of questions.
Yeah, it's big.
The first thing I want to address is this notion of the fact that we have a large financial problem. It isn't that Weston is experiencing a phenomenon that's different than other municipalities across Wisconsin. The funding relationship that local governments have with the state of Wisconsin is changing. The cuts that Weston is experiencing is no different than the cuts that Rothschild, Schofield, Wausau, other municipalities are experiencing. Our situation is unique in the fact that we already had a rather low tax rate to begin with. So we're on the first wave of feeling the effects of those cuts. And being responsive to that wave, we're reacting appropriately, educating the community, talking about the challenges that we're facing, and trying to realistically and educate people about what the service portfolio could look like going forward in the future. Now, in terms of the property tax offset, we wouldn't know for sure how it would be implemented until we saw the actual law that was written by one of our state legislators. But one of the things that I talked about during the discussion tonight was the levy limit worksheet and how the state controls what we tax and then how we use taxes, and that vehicle could be an effective mechanism to make sure that the offset actually occurred.
To back up a little bit, as you mentioned the education, I believe it was you that told me a few months back that part of the perceived problem with Weston is they've had low property taxes for so many years, now you have levy limits, which keep you from catching up in some ways.
Well, certainly, levy limits eliminates local control. Levy limits puts the control at the state level as opposed to the local level. However, we had an opportunity through state law, through a public referendum, to increase our property taxes to fund this service, and our community voted no. So to sit there and suggest that, you know, low property taxes or not increasing property taxes is the problem, I would respond and say that our trustees have been responsive to what the will has been of our community. And if the political will of the community is to have a low tax rate, then the associated consequences with that is that there is going to be only so many services on our portfolio that we can provide to the public. And if the public wants to change its appetite for services, they can, through referendum, vote to raise the taxes. And if they don't, then we're going to have to abide by the public's will. That's just democracy in action.
Keene, any idea what the offset might be on your end?
Well, on our end, our budget is $679,000 a year of property tax goes into the bus system. Of that, that's about 2.5% of our budget, so there would be an offset. Like Dan said, we don't know what the final state law would look like, but we can take a pretty good guess. In the last budget that just passed, there are state rules that say that municipalities, if they add a service, a fee for service, have to count that towards their revenue cap. So, for example, one of the discussions in WASA is, do we take garbage disposal off the property taxes and make it on a pay per container basis called pay as you throw? If we did that, by state law, we'd have to count the revenue that we're raising from that garbage fee towards our levy limit, our cap. So there are state laws in place, and I wouldn't expect that this law would come out with any kind of a different structure to it, that we'd have to count this revenue underneath our revenue cap.
Now, this is the latest idea getting discussed with the sales tax offsetting property tax, but we also heard some of our state representatives and state senators say it's not a very popular idea in Madison. Are there other ideas on the table that you're aware of? Other ideas, period, that might bring in some revenue to run a transit system?
There are few ideas that are being discussed that are popular that create new revenue streams. We're going through a very contentious time with government in general. People's appetite for government, whether at the local level, state level, federal level, is certainly exacerbated to a breaking point. You know, finding solutions are going to require compromise from a lot of different parties. And we expect that no one proposal will capture the imagination of everybody. But I think this is a great way to get started on a conversation. So hopefully we can find something that ultimately can work for our region.
And I'm going to go back over to Greg Soibert. You, as an officer with one of the organizations dealing with transit all over the state, you're familiar with the regional transit authorities and how they work in other states, mm-hmm. how they almost worked in Wisconsin and then they were taken away. Is it possible that those organizations you work with could lobby to bring those back?
Well, certainly among the transit community, there is support for RTA legislation. But as Dan just suggested, this is a tough political environment for any sort of proposal that proposes to raise revenues. Certainly, as I said, there is interest, and the state association would like to pursue that sort of thing. But it's really up to legislators to take up the mantle and move that along. And the question is there the political will somewhere to get that done? We'll see. This starts a dialogue. If it's not this proposal, if it's not RTA proposal, I'm interested in what other proposal is out there. We may not have the answer here, but we're making suggestions and beginning that dialogue.
I think this replacing the sale, the property tax as a funding mechanism for the local share with a sales tax really changes the dynamic between the urban center and its suburban neighbors. And in your suburban neighbors, you will always have tension about whether they want to participate in the bus system. And so the near side, the more commercial side of the suburban area, would like to be in the bus system, where the more outer side really views itself as really sort of out of the city and doesn't want to be in that system. When you come to them with the proposition, do you want to use property taxes from everybody to pay for that system? They say no. If you were to come back to them with a proposition, would the commercial centers use a sales tax to fund participation for that area in the bus system? Well, now you're talking about a different proposition altogether, and then you can begin to put those suburban areas that are near the city into the grand metro system. So which funding, you know, it seems like property tax, sales tax, it's a distinction, it's all a tax, but using the right tax for the service really can make a difference in how it works. And so I really would hope we'll discuss this more thoroughly and that we may see at least some legislation introduced to facilitate discussion in Madison about this, these important concepts.